Devil Talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I feel like we live in sedition conspiracy central here in the state of
Interesting
Wisconsin.
Interesting times.
I mean, we've got, what, false Trump electors. We've got attorneys being subpoenaed. We've got false Trump electors being subpoenaed. I mean, we are at the forefront. And of course, we've got the cyber ninja style forensic audit led by a corrupted former Supreme Court justice who got bitch slapped by a judge today for basically ignoring public records requests. He's completely against transparency. He mocks the legal process. But respect his, or he'll throw your ass in jail.
Yes, interesting indeed. But
I'd like to hear some of our conservative friends. Anybody, if you'd like to defend Michael Gableman.
Oh, yes, please.
Give it your best shot right here.
Please.
Bank it from way downtown if you must, but defend Gableman.
It's calling some BS, man.
844-967-2789. Dom, you had a headline, though.
I do, and I think this goes directly to that point. ABC News reporting this afternoon. Joshua James, 34, of Arab, Alabama, pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy charges on Wednesday as part of a deal with prosecutors contingent on his cooperation with the U.S. government in their ongoing prosecution of defendants who were involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The plea deal is the first of its kind for a defendant, January 6th defendant, and comes nearly a year after he was charged with impeding and obstructing Congress's affirmation of the Electoral College vote in the 2020 presidential election. The seditious conspiracy charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and was the most serious to date brought by federal prosecutors in nearly 14 months since the riot at the Capitol. So, all you Republicans and conservatives and Trumpsters and oath keepers and 3%ers and white Nazi nationalists out there, let's just all hear you say it. It is now officially seditious conspiracy. There is a guilty charge, a guilty plea. He is admitting to it and cooperating with the government. And of course, he was one of the other oath keepers. 10 others were also charged, including Stuart Rhodes, who I believe will be appearing in the next couple of days himself.
Dominic, the January 6th committee apparently is targeting specifically 14 Republicans who serve in elective office, and they want the emails. And they've asked Eastman to produce the emails. Let me read briefly here, and we will get to the phones. Be patient, folks. We like you. January 6th panel increasingly focused on GOP lawmakers' coordination with Trump before the insurrection.
Yeah.
Let me read in here. Recent court filings show the House Select Committee has been focused on investigating whether Republican lawmakers helped Donald Trump try to overturn his election loss. The short answer, yes, they did. The panel asked right-wing attorney John Eastman to prioritize turning over emails that included the names of 14 GOP lawmakers, including Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, and their staffs, although the committee chairman, Benny Thompson, expressed hope his colleagues would come forward voluntarily rather than possibly face subpoenas.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Why would you want to be noted in that light rather than explaining your side? It's important, and that's why we've asked them to come in voluntarily. A couple of other names I see here. Louis Gohmert, you know, he finished in dead last place in the Attorney General primary on the Republican side last night in Texas. They don't even like Louis in Texas. Congressional investigators are looking into Rudy Giuliani's contacts with lawmakers and trade advisor Peter Navarro's claim that members of Congress were recruited to delay the certification of Joe Biden's election win. And one last little note. Matt Gaetz bragging about it on Bannon's podcast.
Oh, my.
We put forward arguments and affidavits and evidence. We showed him videos. Gaetz told Bannon, we were in the cabinet room meeting with Mike Pence in the days leading up to January 6th, and I left quite disappointed that he was not motivated by our argument.
Maybe so your argument sucked.
Anyways, legally impossible arguments being said very strongly do not persuade people.
Just because you say it with confidence doesn't mean it's true. Curdy, what are the chances, do you think, what are the chances that, you know, former Wisconsin State Senate Rep Fitzy, Scott Fitzgerald, now Congressman Fitzgerald, who, of course, opened the doors during the pandemic to the false electors in Madison, what are the chances you think he would be on a list that Eastman contacted?
I bet he's on the list. I mean, he is the Senate Majority Leader, at least he was. He was running for Congress. He agreed to object to the Electoral College. I mean, he'd only been on the job 3 days. He was sworn in on January 3rd, and he was ready to object to Wisconsin's Electoral College outcome on January 6th.
The same election study. That he just won, right?
He's a quick study.
Yeah. The election that I won, and here I am, I'm counting, putting my vote down against the election that I won? Yeah, I'd take that action, man. I think he's on that list as well. I can't wait for this to flush out.
844-967-2789. I did not say that I thought he was on that list. I think there are way bigger fish than Scott Fitzgerald. I'd like to see his ass fried, don't get me wrong. A little Friday fish fry never hurt anybody. But I think there are more significant crimes. He's not going to get rounded up unless they round up the 147 Republicans that were all down for this, that objected to the Electoral College, the peaceful transition of power. And they did that after the January 6th insurrection. He was amongst that group, but I'm not sure if he's amongst the 14. Joe from Madison, what do you think?
Hey, Joe.
I think that Dom said it well when he said he's anxious to see how this flushes out. I think flushes out is just a perfect way to describe it. I also would say that yesterday you nailed it nicely too, Dom, when you said, we're really at the forefront. We in Wisconsin are leading the pack on all of this, and certainly Gableman's work is indicative of that. I am curious, you were speaking before of the fact that Gableman and company have been cited for fines, and I would just love to have you guys keep a running tally of how much he's racked up for the taxpayers of Wisconsin starting from the beginning of this investigation, now with the fines, and you had suggested that possibly they'll run an appeal to the Supreme Court, and there's certainly dollars that are going to be expended for that. Is there any way that this is being tracked? Just, you know, we understand that there's no racking up of his hours, and certainly it's been kind of weak on evidence. So,
well, here's the good news, Joe. Apparently, Gableman's on a salary, although apparently not, you know, contracted as such, because that ran out at the end of the year. So, you know, he doesn't really have a valid means of collection of the money from the state of Wisconsin, my understanding. But Robin Voss, being the good guy that he is going to pay him a flat 11 grand a month. But at least it's not 500 bucks an hour, because that would add up well beyond 11 grand a month. Think, you know, Republican redistricting lawyers, if you want to see those sort of legal bills.
So we're still looking at him being paid the $11,000 a month as this goes into him dealing with these fines and then dealing with a possible appeal to the Supreme Court, if that may be
it was an interim report, according to him. At least publicly, Robin Voss supports this ongoing effort. And the interim conclusion, as you heard, if you listen, I know you do, you know, we should look strongly into overturning the Electoral College outcome here in the state of Wisconsin, which is unconstitutional, legally implausible, and I want whatever he's smoking.
Hey, listen, you know, you're always just niggling over the fine points, you know, so he wants to avoid the election. Come on, you know?
Well, at least he came up with a new legal term. It's avoidable election. You know, if it's dirty enough, if I cast enough shade on it, then we can void it. That's
yeah,
his
just
legal
like you
claim.
Do in a grocery store. Yeah, right. Well, I just think the dollar amount is going to be fascinating to see if this is ongoing, and it sounds like it is because it's an interim report, so he can keep chugging along on this, correct?
Well, that apparently is where we stand today. But, Joe, thank you for your call. Here's what will be more interesting. It's actually the open record stuff because we will get to the bottom of what sort of testimony he has accepted up until now and what they've been up to and sort of their internal documents. And Dominic, you've referenced a couple times their mileage request.
Millage?
Misspelled and like literally a back of the envelope handwritten, this guy gets this, will just round it up kind of mileage.
Yeah.
So it's not going to hold up well to scrutiny. And when you see the sort of crackpots in the internal, I mean, can you imagine the sort of documents they've been creating for the file cabinet, you know, to quantify the 11 grand a month plus the other various salaries? When those are released to the public, I mean, Joe, that's going to be far more interesting, to my opinion, than anything that Gableman's going to willingly release. Let's try Dick.
Try Dick again. Come on, Dick. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey.
Once, guys, twice, two times from the garage, Dick. Welcome back.
I'm super sorry, guys. First of all, can I say something off topic?
As long as you don't reference any other radio products.
The state of Badger basketball is better than all 9 teams that were to finish in front of them.
Yeah. Dom doesn't even know the Big Ten's actually 14 teams now.
It's up to 14 now? How could it be 10? That makes no sense. It's like there's one God, and then there's like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That doesn't make any
sense.
Here's
one for you. A real good friend of mine, she posted something that is just awesome, I think, yesterday, day before. These are what real leaders do, and she's got a picture of the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, and he's in his military garb out there with the troops. And then she's got a picture of Ted Cruz last year slithering out through the airport.
Heading to Cancun, baby. It was cold. His daughters, they needed to warm up. You know, they were feeling a little cold, just blankets and space heaters.
Isn't that nice? One last thing. I do disagree with Bill Press on Ronald Reagan as far as an orator. I looked at him as very stiff, very phony, and just like a Class B actor that he was. I thought he was a horrible orator. It was phony, scripted, looked terrible.
Well,
I'd tell you what I think, but
appreciate
the call.
Thanks for the call, man. Fantasy Brian, you're like a Class B actor, man. What's your take on Reagan?
Class
B? They're
that
all,
stinks a little.
You know what, they're all
I'm
scripted,
more of a class
Dick.
C,
you know,
Class D actor, but you know, thanks for the bump.
as long as you're getting paid scale, right?
You know what I think? I think about the same thing as that Goldie Wilson did in Back to the Future. Mayor, I could be mayor.
Mayor.
You know what? If Ronald Reagan did it and Donald Trump did it, heck, I could be president. Somebody back me with millions and millions of dollars.
You know who wants to be president? I'm going to transition quickly. Ron DeSantis down in Florida. And he had a little public event today. And I don't know, Dom, if you've noticed, the masks have come off primarily. Do we have the DeSantis sound? Do you got this for me? So let's play Ron DeSantis showing up at a college, University of Southern Florida. My understanding, the students mostly wearing masks, and he didn't like that. Play it for the people. Fancy Brian, if you got it. We have much, much sound because of the state of the union.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
Wow.
All right, well, it's good to be at USF.
You know, he does the big sigh on the microphone. You know, this is COVID theater. COVID theater brought to you by Hallmark.
Is that what it is? I mean, Ron DeSantis. This is
so exasperated.
How could you possibly wear a mask? Well, maybe they don't want to be covered in your BS with whatever you're going to be spewing, Ron. Did you ever think about that? I mean, why do you care? Why do you care, Ron DeSantis, what people are wearing? If they want to wear a mask, if they want to wear shirts and flip-flops, are you going to care about that too? Give me a break. What a loser.
Dominic, I've got one more legal update for you. It involves murder and meth and Title Town.
Sounds like Devil's Monday Advocates. Night, man.
We'll be right back.
He called me fat and said I was going to die on the toilet.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
You're four